your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. The Department of Transportation today reporting the pandemic has resulted in nearly a two-thirds drop in travel.
368 million people flew to destinations last year, down from about 923 million in 2019. An airline trade group says the lack of business amounted to $46 billion in losses for the major carriers.
Fox's Gernal Scott. President Biden will take part in a town hall tonight in Milwaukee discussing his nearly $2 trillion coronavirus relief package. Strong winter storm leaving millions of people without power in Texas, with more snow and freezing rain forecast tonight.
Roads are slick, some are closed, and shelters are maxed out as Texas now stares down 2 to 6 inches more of snow and ice through Thursday.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. In North Carolina, a tornado has left at least 3 dead and 10 others injured. America is listening to Fox News.
503.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Well, she's right here on line one, and we kind of had this thing you're doing. This sounds like a nudist experience. This Pure Bear?
A Pure Bar.
What?
Yeah, it's a workout. I've been doing it for about 3 years here in Montgomery, and I love it. Well, my class is at 5:30.
Well, that would explain why you're in such fabulous condition. I have all the stuff ready for today, but we only have a limited window here, so I will save it for tomorrow.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm good. So I've been home all day today with both kids because, you know, daycare was closed.
Oh, that's right, with the blizzard of...
Yeah, the blizzard of 2021. Yeah. It did snow. I texted Rich this morning, and he was like, everybody's blowing my phone up.
I have all kinds of sheets. We only have time to hit one or two of these. The story this morning... And we talked about it during the Cheap and Trashy, that Larry King's widow found out last week that she was left out of his will. Now, he had filed for divorce in August of 2019. 2 months later, he amended his will to state he wanted his $2 million estate, that's all he had, split between his 5 kids, but he never told her. She plans to contest this. Their divorce was never made official, so does she have a case here? I mean, relative to a similar situation happening here, this is why we always tell people to get
this. So, in Alabama, yes, you would have a case because, I don't know if he did it would. Complicated. Maybe. I'll say maybe. I had a situation here, it's very similar but a little bit different, that the husband actually had not had a time to amend his will yet, but the husband passed away during the divorce proceedings. And so because of that, the divorce proceedings went away. They died still technically married. And so she got everything. So it depends on the state laws there. I mean, it could be a situation where, you know, the divorce is not valid, so therefore she would take her intestate share if she fought it. So, I mean, it depends on the law of the state that, you know, would probate that will.
She claims somebody was pressuring Larry to change his will. It could have been his, knowing Larry, probably getting married for the eighth or ninth time, whatever it was.
That's probably why he only had $2 million.
Yeah.
He had a lot of divorces.
His whole story, if you may have heard, since you also lived in South Florida, that he ripped off a lot of people down there when he was just a radio guy in the 60s. And split. Then when he became a national radio figure, and then on CNN, I heard him, used to listen to him driving into my station at 5 in the morning. And almost every night he was sucking up to Ted Turner. And I remember telling my partners, one day he's going to end up on one of Turner's networks. Sure enough, he made it to CNN. And he made, you know, $6-8 million a year during those days.
But then he got married 7 or 8 times. But every time he got a divorce, he gave his estate away to his wife at the time.
None of the people that he had money issues with in Miami ever saw a dime.
No, of course not. But his ex-wife did, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So that's one of the items. And then we have another celebrity, the wife of Rick Ocasek. Let's see. Paulina Poroskova says she made a big mistake not signing a prenup when she married Rick Ocasek because he died while they were divorcing and he cut her out of the will, leaving her broke for a year. How did this work?
Broke for a year. Probably she got the money, though, after they probated it. She got her intestate share.
She calls herself a cautionary tale who let romance eclipse any financial thinking. And I thought these were pertinent because while you and Dana do a phenomenal job of being advocates for people who are in the process of divorce, you also take care of these family law matters, and this stuff is really, really important.
Yeah, it happens. You don't think these type of little things happen, but they do. And, you know, I've had a couple of people, one of which you're very familiar with, you know, the husband passed away very, very shortly after the divorce.
Oh, yeah.
And, things just happen that are unexpected, and that causes a lot of other issues that we then have to deal with, like getting a retirement from that person,
getting part of
that person's estate that you were entitled to in a settlement agreement, but now who's going to enforce that settlement agreement since your ex is now deceased?
And you mentioned it too, that because if you are going to get divorced, you can file now, but it's going to take a long time for that case to become final.
Correct? Yeah, especially with COVID and everything. I mean, you never know.
Granted,
that one situation that you and I both know about, that was kind of a freak thing. The other situation that I had this happen to, both parties were older, very much older, and the husband was not in good health, but their divorce still drug out for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, it was just kind of an unforeseen thing, but he wasn't in good health. But, you know, you have to understand that you never know.
By the way, these cautionary tales may have happened to celebrities, but they can happen to you. And I just wanted to, you know, kind of shine a spotlight on that part of your practice with Dana Delk at Delk and Tomlinson. The number is 819-4810. And, yeah, we're going to get my will done soon, right? Not that I expect imminent
death. It's sitting on my computer. It's just sitting there. Just sitting there hanging out.
This is her very nice way of saying it's your fault it isn't done, dumbass. Get the work done. Hey, when are we going to see you at the Baumhauers?
Soon. Hopefully soon. I don't even know what day it is. Today's Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday.
Oh, it is?
Today's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
So tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, so depending on when I get to Mass, if I can get to Mass during the day, then maybe I'll make it to the bomb hours. But if I don't make it to Mass during the day, then I have to go to Mass tomorrow night because you can't miss.
I may call my buddies over there and ask if we can have fireplace friends night so we can all sit in the tables close to the fireplace.
It's pretty chilly.
Sounds like a plan. Well, thank you for your time. We got Brant joining us in just a minute. And
Hey, Brant's wife does Pure Bar with me. Ask Brant about the Pure Bar.
I will. I've never even heard the term before. You don't tell me anything.
All right, guys. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thanks. Yeah. Delgan Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law, 819-4810.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Brant next.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are headed for another very cold night tonight, but at least the winds will start to die down. Overnight low temperature with mostly clear skies down to about 28. Tomorrow, there could be some scattered showers by the afternoon hours, up to about 56 for a high temperature. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Wednesday night and Thursday. Some of those storms could be on the strong side. Thursday's high temperature into the 60s, then sharply colder again behind the storm system on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Today is February 16th. Do a grouch a favor day. It's a day to get off his lawn, turn that thing down, leave him alone, and most importantly, don't do him any favors. On Do a Grouch a Favor Day.
Well, I won't be doing any favors for our friend Mr. Right on the Money, Brant McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, because Brant is never grouchy.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I can get a little grouchy, but most of the time you're right. I'm an optimist.
You have, you've had your share of challenges, and you maintain, you're an example to me. You really are. Hey, and I've let the listeners know that while you've been my advisor and you helped me with insurance,
I'm going to be an account holder soon.
Yay.
No.
Just waiting for the paperwork to show up so I can sign it and get it going. Can't wait. I'm so
excited.
Right.
Well, I know it. And our team's excited about it too, man. And, the great thing about it is you've gone through so many elements of various stages of the process, and now you're about to go get the major enchilada, the big service, which
we're all
excited about.
I'm so ready.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so ready and excited about it. And, it's also given me a chance to talk to other folks in the firm. That's a really awesome team of people you have. I've gotten to know some over time, but Austin was fantastic. And I'm really excited, that we're now building it taking it to the next level. And
well, I appreciate that.
I announced this, I am hoping to have my book ready by the end of the year. And every single dime, whatever I can, and I expect it to be worth the money.
It will be.
Every single dime will be going into this new account. So if I have an untimely croaking.
Which you will not.
My family won't be left, you know, in a bad spot. So anyway, that's.
You know what, man? Let me tell you something. I am super excited to hear that about the book. There's nothing to do except do it. And, you know, we've been talking about this for years and years. And, yeah, I hope you can sell a bunch of books and make a bunch of money with it and all of that. But to me, just putting it down in writing, your life, your history, all the lessons you've learned, which you've got a ton of incredible life lessons and stories.
Yes.
You really do. And but I think just for the sake of posterity, you know, you got to get it done. So.
Well, yeah. I've got put it out there. Now the pressure's on, so I'm gonna work on it. I see once again though, even with we talked to our buddy David Blackman earlier, Texas stuck in a deep freeze and all this stuff going around the country, the market's still staying in the green.
Yeah, you know it is. We're really sort of in an interesting period of time. There's a great conundrum, you know, that. For guys like me that we're all sort of trying to contemplate, and that is that, you know, I've been pounding this drumbeat for so long about the threat of inflation. We see what's happening with crude oil prices. You know, obviously the winter storm has had a little bit of an additional impact on crude and energy prices. But when you look at that 10-year bond yield that I talk about so much, I mean, remember in the throes of the pandemic when it was first, you know, coming down hot and heavy, we were trading at around a 0.5%, you know, Treasury bond yield. Now we've eased our way back up. It's been a colossal move. We're at 1.3% now. At our firm, we think we're going to go all the way to 2, back to 2%. So sometimes when we talk about interest rates, we talk about what the Federal Reserve's doing, and they've already said we're not raising short-term interest rates. Well, that's the short-term rate that they control, but the market controls all of the other rates. And that 10-year bond yield is what we know is what is used to as the peg for things like mortgages, home mortgages, adjustable rates on all kinds of revolving loans, credit lines, you name it. And it can have a pretty significant impact on asset prices. So, you know, but the reason then becomes, why are we seeing this move? It's because the economy is gaining strength. We are recovering. This recovery started in June. It's gained momentum through the end of last year. It's really picking up steam now. And so we'll see how well the market can deal with higher interest rates. This is why I've been saying, get ready and really understand what you own and why you own it. Understand your balance sheet. We're about to see a pretty major sort of tectonic shift, if you will, with respect to rates and currencies and all of that. So the market, you look at what happened today, the markets were doing well. They opened up. We had a nice little, at the opening rotation, a nice little upward trend. That 10-year bond yield had its move in the middle of the day, and that stopped the market dead cold in its tracks, and we started going the other way. So this is going to bear watch, you know, bear, being closely watched by all, and it'll be interesting to see how we deal with it.
It always is, and I'm going to be one of those people who will come to understand why I own what I own and why I own it, right?
Yes, Greg, you will definitely be in that camp. There's no doubt about it.
Hey, look,
I can't wait.
Getting to this point, though, you guys have done a phenomenal job of giving me great advice. Thanks to you and helping me prioritize, my credit score is almost perfect now.
That is music to my ears.
10 points
that
away.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
That's incredible.
And I had that rate way back in the late 80s. That's how I was able to get, if you remember, the lowest available home mortgage interest rate in 1990 was 10 3/8. 10 3/8. And I was able to get it because I had the credit score to earn it. I only can imagine what I might have been able to do in those days if interest rates on mortgages and stuff like that were at the levels they are now. Really incredible stuff.
No, it is crazy. I remember those days. I was actually a first-time home buyer right about that time.
Hey, by the way, we were just talking to Jacqueline Tomlinson, and she says you're familiar with the Pure Barre workout routine, or your wife is?
Pure Barre. Oh, yeah. That's right. That's exactly right, yes. She likes to go to Pure Barre. That's the fact, and she's pretty darn good at it.
What do they do in that? I'm just curious. I never heard of it.
Well, I'm sure she's listening, so I'm about to butcher this, and I'm going to go in the house in a little while.
She can call us.
You got it completely wrong. But it is definitely more low impact. There's not a lot of jumping and bouncing around, so it's great for your joints.
Yes.
You know, that's one of the really big things about it. And they use a lot of just their own body weight to do various types of movements where you're working on strengthening your core, strengthening, you know, that would be your abs, your butt, your thighs, all of that type thing. But also flexibility, range of motion. It's a really pretty good workout. It really is. And it's healthy for you, so you're not ripping and tearing joints.
That's funny. You know, I've started this bike riding routine, which I'm at now for several months. And I was out there today. As cold as it was, I was out there today. And one of the things you do, or at least that Ryan Turner, my friend from Infusion, taught me, was how to use my body weight to maximize the impact of the exercise in terms of going uphill, because you're pushing your body weight against gravity, so to speak. And it really does work. It makes an incredible difference. I am going to have the shapeliest talk show host legs in Montgomery soon. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry.
Woo-hoo. All right, man.
He is getting rather svelte.
I just wanted to drop that in since Jacqueline had brought it up.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I've got my own beach body challenge that I started. So far, I'm the only participant. But you can join me, and we will compete against each other.
Sounds like a plan. In the meantime, having a plan is empowering, and you can start one with one phone call to 387-0094. Have the same kind of sit down that I did and look at the options that are out there for you to do more with your money. It's an incredibly exhilarating experience to realize that you have finally taken control, managerial about your money. And I'm really excited about it. I hope you will have the same experience for yourself. And you're never going to meet a better group of people than the team at McDonald and Hagen. 387-0094. Brent, we will talk tomorrow, my friend.
Look forward to it, buddy. Y'all take care.
All right, call us at the bell if you got time.
Sure will.
All right, thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Okay. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I like that idea of gathering the gang at the fireplace tomorrow night at Bomb Hours.
Yeah.
Getting plenty of tables and booths over that way. And the fireplace is great. Have you guys got possibilities? You say people are calling in with accident inflammation?
Yes. Alabama Parkway and Coosada Parkway intersection. Bad wreck.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, so that would be for people who are going north on 65 and exit at Millbrook Coosada and go north and eventually reach that intersection, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see what else is going on.
Rusty called and confirmed it's really bad.
We appreciate that call, but...
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
Yes, it is. 524.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, checking the highways for you this afternoon. We are busy on East South Boulevard from Troy Highway to Baptist. Also on East Boulevard at I-85. Taylor Road, very congested. I-65 and 85 looking good. No accidents anywhere to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up and be safe on your ride home. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent, the prescriptions are ready when we get there, and when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door, and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
Happening now at all locations of Gray's Tire and Auto, it's the B.F. Goodrich President's Day promo.
Get a $50 Visa reward card rebate plus a matching instant in-store rebate when you purchase four select B.F. Goodrich tires. That's right, a total of $100 in rebates for 1 week only.
Don't miss the in-store matching rebate on B.F. Goodrich happening now.
See store for details or visit GraysTireCenter.com for locations.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Those days of Kleenex and cold weather gear. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. The time of snow and sleet and wind and cold is here. As you start shoveling the snow, your back is screaming from the pain of trying to dig. And as you drive to work, your car begins careening across the ice into an 18-wheeler rig. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Those days when low
it's not that we hate that it comes back. It's kind of a nice change. Because, trust me, what's today? February 16th.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say by May 1st, we'll already be complaining about heat.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes the summer. Yada, yada. But this one has been consistently cold. We always have a few cold days every winter. I don't remember the last time we had so much consistency with cold fronts coming through. And being as intense. I still think today may have been the most intense day since Rick told me to cowboy up when I was pathetically walking up to the front of the building using a walker because I had to. And that's not fun when you're as young as I am and you got to use one of those things.
No, it's not.
It's not good for the self-esteem, but I had no choice. With a 20-mile-an-hour, like the one last night and this morning, man, the wind was unbelievable.
That's what makes it so cold. Wind just cuts right through you.
At 5:30, little news on, I hate to even call him this, former President Trump. If anybody has any doubts, you know, we play that and we'll play it again Thursday when Terry Adams is here. The Carlin clip on the owners of this country. What a weasel Mitch McConnell is. Unfortunately, he was just reelected. I don't know if they have a recall option in Kentucky or what, but they're talking about trying to get him with criminal charges because he incited the insurrection. It was aggravated trespassing. What happened last year when Kamala Harris and everybody else with a D next to the name was cheering on the burning of this country? Much of it fueled by complete fabrications of events. You know, before all the information was in on George Floyd and when the Hennepin County coroner said he died of a fentanyl overdose, I didn't see the media publicizing that at all. Because the story with the cops was far juicier. And by the way, their trial is coming up, I think, in March. I don't know if they're going to have it in Minneapolis or if they're going to move it somewhere else. But they are already calling up the National Guard for this. Why? If a jury says that they weren't responsible for his death, does that entitle people to set Minneapolis on fire again? And they might, because their mayor is a complete douchebag, and the performance that clown ass put on Jacob Fry is his name last year was above and beyond pathetic. And it ended up with riots all over the world because of him, a career loser, criminal, who would not have been in the crosshairs of the police if he wasn't, it wasn't counterfeiting, right? They were picking him up because they had evidence on a counterfeiting charge. And with his long and length, I mean, they were granting sainthood to a man who held a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman. Generally, that's not the kind of thing nice people do. We didn't hear anything about that. You had to find that out on your own. There was no, literally no publicity given to the fact that the number of deaths of unarmed blacks, and there are unarmed whites and other ethnic groups too, that end up dead at the hands of police because they didn't do what they were told to do. But that number has gone down. It was actually going down during Trump's administration. You didn't see too much publicity for Trump releasing people that were caught up in Joe Biden's 1992 crime bill. They were serving long sentences for relatively ridiculous drug offenses. Certainly not things that merited 20 years in jail. But Joe Biden passed that law, and now this is what gets me. It's just, it's a never-ending confounding of lies from the media, protection from the media. Just incredible. But now they want, you know, the criminal. It's just, it's stunning to me. This man gave this country the best economy in my lifetime, certainly in 50 years. He got us out of wars and created peace where hatred was in play. Almost all of our troops have returned home. He got us out of Europe and every other place where we didn't need to be, while building up the military so people would know better than to screw with us.
was nominated for 4 Nobel Prizes for things that he actually did.
Yeah.
Accomplishments.
Yeah, not because he, wow. Yeah, like Obama, who still, and he's the most popular living president or of the modern era, and I still don't know what that's based on. Because he's really still, this is Obama 2.0 that's in the White House right now. He, by the way, his economy benefited all groups. America's real wages rose for the first time in, God, years, not by 1%, but a much higher figure. Tangibly, people were much better off. And then when the virus comes along, and I still think there's doubt about the timing on that, especially coming from China, who Trump was getting serious with. Now they're back. Headline just now. We have been overtaken by China as a trading partner with Europe. That didn't take long, Joe. 3 weeks, and you've already handed them the trading advantage in Europe. Nice work. But people were so obsessed with personality over principle. And with a track record like that, peace, prosperity, we had to throw Potato Head in and his incompetent vice president. Unbelievable. 5:36, folks who have Clark's Club memberships, and I shouldn't use the word sweat, especially on a cold day like this, but they worry less if something goes wrong with their heating or air conditioning. Heating is, of course, the issue today. If you're a Clark's Club member, they were out months ago getting you ready for the cold weather. And with those tune-ups, it's highly unlikely something will go wrong. But if it does, you know you can call 277-2125, and they'll have somebody on the way to address it. Same thing with plumbing issues. We had a couple of those last week. And a couple of Clark's great plumbers were dispatched, and we had everything fixed, and there were 3 issues, all fixed, running perfectly within an hour's time. They're so good at what they do. But they're also great people. You know, that counts too. When they're in your home, you know you have people you can trust in your house. Everybody that works for Clark's, they vet them in a number of ways. Number one, talent, got to be the best at what you do. But as human beings go, they want people they can trust because they want you to trust them. And I've yet to have somebody from Clark's come to my house that hasn't been an extraordinarily nice person, eager to solve whatever the problem is or get you the tune-up as a member. You get 2 of those every year before each major seasonal weather change. And then that security that comes with knowing anything goes wrong, anytime, any day. They're a phone call away at 277-2125. They will ask, how can we make you smile today, Sad? Like information on a membership. You can learn more at clarkcomfort.com, too. Their Alabama certification number 99004. It is 5:38.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very bad accident at the corner of Coosada Parkway and Alabama River Parkway. Injuries possible there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere around the city, we are very busy on the boulevard, especially East South Boulevard, Troy Highway to Baptist, and also Atlanta Highway, East Boulevard to Vaughan. 231 to Wetumpka, very busy and congested right now. I-65 and 85. No worries on the interstate. If you're looking for a Toyota Tacoma, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They have an incredible selection right now. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it. You can trade it in. Or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Margaret's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
Panera's new flatbread pizzas are here. But to our new chef, Klaus, they're not just pizzas. They're masterpieces. Because it's not just cheese. It's hot and melty mozzarella and fontina cheese. It's not just sauce. It's market tomato red bell pepper sauce. And it's not just toppings. It's fresh mozzarella, basil, and grape tomatoes. Mmm. Taste our delicious new flatbread pizzas today. Order online for pickup or delivery. Panera. Restrictions apply.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Hey folks, this is Jody.
And Kothi Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Montgomery Warming Center opened early today at 11 a.m. to ensure any residents in need have access to a safe and warm facility. Montgomery's Warming Center is at the Montgomery Therapeutic Recreation Center at 604 Augusta Avenue. Pets are allowed as long as they are in a carrier. COVID-19 protocols are in place. And as the winter storm moves across the southeast, LifeSouth is urging those who can give blood to donate today. Locally and nationally, the blood supply continues to be dangerously low due to the impact of COVID-19. If you like cornbread, the city of Montgomery wants to know who has the best. Restaurants across the river region will be participating in a cornbread cook-off until the end of the month. Residents are asked to visit as many of the participating restaurants as possible and then vote for their favorite cornbread. Prizes will be given out as well. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are headed for another very cold night tonight, but at least the winds will start to die down. Overnight low temperature with mostly clear skies down to about 28. Tomorrow, there could be some scattered showers by the afternoon hours, up to about 56 for a high temperature. Showers and thunderstorms become likely Wednesday night and Thursday. Some of those storms could be on the strong side. Thursday's high temperature into the 60s, then sharply colder again behind the storm system on Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When there's work to do, ground to break, earth to move, and a reputation to uphold, you can count on durable Kubota equipment. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage. Together we do more.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got curlers in her hair. She's wearing no makeup. She knows you want it, but she don't care. In bed she'll turn over. You're out of luck, no dice. And you say, darling, you are so ice cold tonight.
544 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. We had a call much earlier in the afternoon about prison populations.
Right.
So I want to thank my buddy, Mr. Jordan, who does a great job. He sends so much great material to the show, who was listening to that call. Now, here's information we have. I wasn't quite sure what the inference was. We do not have the highest prison population in the country. In fact, we're not even in the top 10. Texas has more people incarcerated with 157,000. And California is number two. Florida is number three. But what really matters is the rate or the percentage of the population that is incarcerated. And Louisiana has the highest rate of incarceration at 728 per 100,000 people. Oklahoma, Mississippi, Arkansas, Arizona, Texas, Missouri, Kentucky, and Georgia all have higher per capita incarceration rates than we do. We are number 10 at 481 per 100,000. Assuming they're guilty, what's the problem? You know, we have, don't we have prisons that were built and are sitting empty? I believe there is one that's sitting there with nobody in it. Somewhere, I'm sure that's the case.
It seems like there was one that they had to move prisoners from because it needed refurbishment.
Yeah.
It was becoming a hazard.
All I know is that we are not leading the nation in any regard in terms of any of this prison population stuff. Just wanted to get that information on the air while we can. I don't know if there's a bigger, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Rectum.
I'll take that. Than Robert De Niro. His net worth is about $500 million from all those crap movies he made. Like that grandpa one that came out. And he openly hates conservatives and specifically anybody that voted for Donald Trump. He's really been a borderline mental patient with the commentaries he's made. The London Daily Mail, and by the way, if you're going to get the truth, if you're not reading the New York Post or the Epoch Times and you want to find out what's happening in America, you got to go to the London newspapers to get accurate stuff. He's got a restaurant over there called Nobu. And according to the Daily Mail, the 77-year-old star took enough government relief money to cover 80% of the high-end restaurant's operating costs.
Oh, man.
UK government officials revealed the award of coronavirus relief money to De Niro's restaurant. It's been closed since March 21st as a result of the pandemic. Nobu told the government that it expected a significant decrease in profitability due to materially reduced revenues in 2020. Now, this is not a condemnation of the rich. Crap movies or not, I don't begrudge him a dime of the money he's earned and the wealth he's accumulated. But he's not the only one, by the way. We had a lot of businesses in America, wealthy businesses with huge income streams that tried to get in on the Paycheck Protection Program and some of the other stuff that was done, you know, at the height of the pandemic. But this is, I mean, at some point, can't you cover your own loss? It's one restaurant. Great that you wanted to take care of the people that were working there that couldn't work there. But I don't think it would have hurt his. He probably makes more money in interest on a net worth like that per day than he would ever need to borrow from the British government to keep the place open. So he's a hypocrite on top of everything else. And I can't even watch him in his movies anymore. He makes me sick. 5:49, big events going on at Georgia Floors Direct, the perfect place to save if you want to redo a room or tour your entire home with new flooring. I mean, that's one great way to enhance your property value and enjoy the look while you're living in your house. And people have been doing it for many years by going to Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Everything in there, wholesale price, straight from the manufacturers. Jeff Mallinson has put together a team. We call them the Merry Band of Floriers, who know that inventory, know how to navigate it. So when you come in and say, I'd like to spend roughly this much, you can do 12 months good as cash there, by the way. And I'm considering having the carpeting taken out. I'd like to put down a nice hardwood or laminate floor. And they can direct you to the choices you'll have in the budget with which you're shopping. And then they arrange installation once that part is taken care of. You've made your choice. They will have it installed by people that have worked for them for many years. The best in the business. So from beginning to end, it's all Georgia Floors Direct. You get flooring at a box store, they subcontract that out. They want nothing to do with you once you've made your purchase. At Georgia Floors Direct, they guarantee your satisfaction, and that counts for a lot. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's, and don't forget to find them on Facebook, Georgia Floors Direct.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, very busy around the boulevard this afternoon. Taylor Road congested from Vaughan to I-85. I-85 and 65 look good through downtown Montgomery, just very busy. And we have slow traffic, 85 northbound from Taylor to Chantilly Parkway. We also have a very bad accident, Alabama River Parkway at Coosada Parkway. Injuries involved there. Use caution and keep it here for more updates. Invisible Fence also sells and installs doggy doors. Some even have security systems allowing only your pet to come inside. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
When you see a yellow spot inside your house on the roof, you have big problems, folks. Right now, C&G Roofing is offering something special for the month of February only. $250 off credit. That's right. You can credit it to your deductible, or you can upscale your shingles if you'd like. C&G Roofing. Listen, things get slow during February. They're wanting to say thank you for the many, many years you've used them. Call them today. C&G Roofing, 313-3958.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got two calls and just a few minutes left in the show, so we got about 90 seconds each for Chad, the legal eagle.
What's happening, Greg, sir?
Hi, tell
me. It was nice to see that Trump torched Mitch McConnell this afternoon. I thought that was great. He called him out for being the politician that he is.
Yes.
Fair weather summer soldier. Jim Psaki, sock puppet Psaki, doesn't fail again. I think she's not going to last at the White House. She's not making the president look very good.
I think they've already decided that they've got to find somebody else, but they're not going to humiliate her. But I don't see how they can keep with all the circle back nonsense and stuff. She's a joke.
Well, it made him look bad because, you know, the guy ended up resigning who cussed out the Politico.
Yeah. Well, they're going to suspend him for a week without pay.
Right, right. And I'm like, well, that's funny because the president said if anybody treated anybody like that, it would be immediate termination.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you know, we did something good. And I'm like, and she just got nailed on that. I mean, I'm like, look, you should have known that question would come, right? And this is the problem with her. Circle back, Jen. She's just not ready for prime.
I love what Trump said. He said, Mitch is a dour, sullen, unsmiling political hack.
I think that's a pretty good description of him. You know, and I like the fact that he called him out saying, you know, Mitch, you begged me to come save your dadgum Senate race. And it was a close race until Trump went over there and got all the Trump supporters to vote for Mitch. And I think a lot of other Republicans better realize that. If they think they're going to be able to jettison not Trump's antics, but the things that Trump stood for in terms of America first, you know, free trade.
That's not going away.
Yeah, that's not going away. I'm always going to want tax cuts. I'm always going to want to have a pro-growth agenda. I'm always going to be a pro-life person, pro-freedom of religion, pro-First Amendment. Those things aren't going away.
Chad, I'm out of time, buddy. I am so sorry.
All right, buddy. Be good. Have a great one.
Call tomorrow, man. Warhawk, welcome for Master Thespian.
Hey, real quick. I have a potential title for your book.
Yes?
Strange Things I Have Done for Money. How about that?
Well. That's a...
Or you could just say, Strange Things I Have Done. You know. Or you could make it romantic. Strange Things I Have Done for Love. Right?
The song, the 10cc song, The Things We Do for Love. I've done whole shows on that topic. We've all done crazy stuff, yeah.
Well, let me tell you, when you're ready for pre-orders, I'll be first in line. I would love to have a book of all your tales in it. You've done some cool stuff, man.
Well...
And you still look good.
I was telling somebody, you know, just to have this weird life where all these... amazing and bizarre things have happened, and I just happen to be at the right place at the right time.
Yep.
That's how it
worked. All right. Well, see ya. Have a great day.
Thank you, Thespian.
Thanks.
557.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
It's back. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. All brands, all sizes, all tires on sale. Also specials on alignments, brakes, maintenance services, and more. Only once a year, folks. AutoSave Tire and Automotive's annual warehouse sale, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. Two locations, Prattville and Montgomery, February 26th, 27th, and March 1st. AutoSave Tire and Auto's annual warehouse sale. Our website's autosavetires.net. If you need tires, do not miss this sale.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Flores Direct are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Georgia Flores Direct, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, a flooring destination since 1969. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Georgia Flores Direct.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
All right, doing something a little bit differently. We're going to be auditioning some closes for the show.
Okay.
So we're going to do this one, and then it'll be time for David and Rusty.
Well,